Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, or even a deep fryer, because this is the Deer Camp edition. We're going to be heading to Deer Camp next week as the opener, and Barbecue Bob is going to break it all down on what you need to pack to go up there and have a good time. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, so much is cooking. It's a new day. It's an awesome, awesome time to get out in the woods and get your fire going and break out all that different type of grilling gear, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that, but Jop, I got to tell you, I had a fantastic, I wish you were with me, I had a fantastic time in New Orleans last week, and I was at the International Pool and Spa Show, and never been to New Orleans before, was never in Mississippi. I drove over to Mississippi, now I've hit all 50 states.
There you go. Yeah, I saw your mug on Facebook there where you selfied yourself in front of the Mississippi sign. So.
Well, that's just been something I've been longing to do.
That's a huge bucket list, man.
And I saw that I was going down there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm within striking distance.
Yeah.
And
I don't know anybody else that's been to all 50 states, so that's
well, you probably
cool.
do. That you probably, you know.
Well, they just don't take selfies. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I don't think I do.
No,
no, huh? I mean, that's a pretty cool accomplishment.
It's weird, yeah, it's awesome. But
it took you 60 years to do it.
We unfortunately stayed right on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, it's a little. You know,
it was a really nice hotel, but yeah. That's a stinky street, man.
Yes, it is
stinky street, and I think it's because of the sewer pipes. The vents and stuff, it's so old that they can't, the amount of stuff they run through there, they can't possibly
the
vent it.
Of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
I've got some colorful stories from that trip, but I'll spare our listeners. It is the Deer Camp edition, Deer Camp in America, and I have some other really cool stuff. While I was in New Orleans, I did my first segment on the David Webb Show Thursday nights on the Patriot Channel, 125, 9 o'clock Eastern to midnight. My friend David Webb does a great show, kind of a military politics show right up my alley. And so if you're on the West Coast, it comes on at 6 o'clock. But anyway, my segment is at 11 o'clock, and I do a segment called Patriots at the Grill. So it's just a little five-minute fun thing, but it's satellite radio. He's got a huge audience, and get a chance to maybe reach out and touch people around the world that that this show doesn't get to.
Yeah, he was a big supporter of the Operation GI Barbecue and continues to be.
Yes.
So great dude, great affiliation there, and he's really helped us a lot and continues to as we keep the Operation GI Barbecue moving forward. I tell you what, Bob, this week I had an opportunity to spend some time with one of our sponsors, Chaz from Schmoes.
Who?
And he took us over to the Hilton in Grand Rapids, which is now called the Doubletree. Many people in Grand Rapids know it as where the Hilton is there. And they did a beer and wine pairing with food, but it was predominantly with beer because we were there with Chaz from Schmoes, and the chef there put on a five-course meal. And they're going to be doing this same meal at the Wine, Beer, and Food Festival at the DeVos Place, which is coming up a week from this weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is if you're a foodie, a beer guy, a wine gal, whatever it may be, this is a great place to go, the DeVos Place downtown. And Chaz and the people at Ganders, which really is short for Michiganders, they're going to do a complete Michigan beer and Michigan food pairing. And they're going to be doing it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So you got opportunities. There's seven different seatings that you could do this with. And you can get on the showspan.com/GRW, which is Grand Rapids Wine, And just check that out. There's a festival program, all that stuff going on. But I told my buddy Chaz that we would help him out with this because I tell you what, they've got a five-course dinner here that they're pairing with these different beers. And there was a sausage and venison gumbo that these guys have on this pairing that was absolutely fabulous. And you got to give this stuff a try. In relation to Deer Camp, this chef from Gander's is putting this together, and it's amazing. He's also got a jalapeno cornbread that was really, really good as part of this deal.
I love that.
If you get an opportunity next week, a week from today is the Saturday of it, but it's the Grand Rapids Beer, Wine, and Food Show. Actually, Wine, Beer, and Food Show. Check it out online. The tickets are very affordable, and it'll be a great meal. I've already had the meal, and it was a lot of fun. So thanks, Chaz, for inviting us along. Schmoe's Brewery is going to be featured with all that great food from Gander's.
Well, he's just a big huggy bear anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of brewers, I want to personally extend my thanks to Nick Roloffs, who's my buddy Carl's son-in-law. Funny connection there, but he is one of the brewers at Gravel Bottom. Filled in for me last week.
And, he did a great job, by the way.
He fills in on 88.1. I think it's from Grand Valley or whatever. It's an awesome station. I listen to their music all the time if I get a chance. But he's just a talented kid. And did you have fun?
We did. And Nick was, as you said, talented. He's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to the beer and the science behind beer. And he was able to, we had Jeff from the Fish Lads down, and we covered a lot of seafood last week, and he was just spot on with pairing up the beers with the variety of seafood.
Well, you know, he's also, I'm Facebook buddies with him, and he treats his wife Mandy to amazing presentations. This kid has skills in the kitchen, on the grill, all over the place, and then he takes it to a level that I'm not very good at, and that's in beautifying your food. And I'm just maybe I'm too impatient.
Well, you're not impatient. You're practical. You're feeding the boys and your girls and your wife, and you're seven people sitting down for food at your house. You don't have time to make it look good because, you know, it's like piranhas when that stuff hits the table. Not that they don't have manners. That's not what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
But I
look
mean,
at
it's,
my
it's like I've eaten at your place before, and you know, it's about volume. It's not about so much presentation.
Oh, yeah. My wife made a beautiful big chuck roast from that half a cow I got from Dan Hula. And it was the most wonderful roast I've ever had. And with Jordan and Alex home and Maggie and Olivia, and then Jordan's buddy came over with his wife and kid, it's like there were no leftovers. I got one helping of that beautiful roast, and I was thinking, man, I'd like another piece. And I'm looking, and it's like they're licking the bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got dogs in our house.
Right. And it's good because, you know what, it's always fun to sit around your table. Meals are a celebration at your house, everybody. And I've always admired the fact that you make people sit down at the table. It's not drive-by eating.
And pray.
We will sit down, we will have a prayer, and we will eat our meal together as a family. And that in and of itself creates a great atmosphere for the period of time that you just slow down, sit together.
I think that's
bread.
Important. Thanks for those words, but I think that's important because we're such a fast country anymore. You know, everything's got to be instant and blah blah blah. It's a great time to talk. It's just like for us anyway. A bunch of us get in the hot tub. It's the same deal. There's no music on. There's nothing but you're just facing each other and you're enjoying some nice warm hot water and some jets maybe. But it forces community.
Right. And it's a time for you to just bring up topics. You know, our election was settled this week, regardless of which side you took.
There's a topic.
Right. We're gonna spare you that because by now you've heard about 5 days of it. But
hey, dude,
anyway.
In the next segment, do you mind if I break out my Deer Camp chili? Because I was working. You know, we're doing that competition. I want to show you something.
All right. I'm ready for it. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. It's chili time when we come back.